Welcome to this Thursday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And today we'll be talking about some creative ways for you to pay off those credit cards. And Chuck, there are many perils in using plastic, and that would be basically paying for anything with something other than cash. And the two most popular kinds of cards are credit cards and gift cards. And it was funny, as we were preparing for this program today, sitting here in the studio, we found you and I have different opinions about the use of gift cards.
And I was surprised that you had the wrong opinion about gift cards, Dave. You like them, don't you?
Yeah.
I just can't believe that. I mean, I thought, how in the world could you like them? Tell me what you like about gift cards.
Well, I like the fact that they're easy to give as a gift. It's something that showed a little more effort than just handing them some money in an envelope. You actually had to go to some place and actually purchase something. So there was a little more forethought, maybe not quite as nice as actually buying them something specific. But, you know, just giving them cold hard cash seems kind of like you took the easy route.
Well, I think it's the better route. And I'm going to give you three reasons why I don't like them. First of all, $88 billion of gift cards were sold in 2008. For what reason, I really don't know. Maybe it makes people feel better. But over 10% of them will go unused. Dave, think about the number. That's $8, $9 billion that will never be spent, ever. That's a big problem there. Now, if somebody gave you $8 billion, would you think, I don't think I'll ever spend that.
Yeah, right.
For some reason with gift cards, they don't get used. In fact, I'm sitting on one right now that has not been used in over 2 years, and it's set to expire, Dave. And it's a place I like. I just haven't gone there. And it feels good to look at the picture on it. It's a really cool picture. And yet, it's $100, and it's expiring, and I feel the pressure to go use that thing. So that's the second reason I don't like them, is that they expire. Many of them have expiration terms. And the third reason I don't like the gift card, although I appreciate the person who gave it to me, it's the only place that I can use it or redeem it is at that certain store. Now, if they gave me $100, I could use it anywhere. I could put it in a savings account. I could give it or donate it. But with a gift card, the only thing I can do with it is either watch it expire or go and spend it. So I just don't like them.
So I imagine you're probably a big fan of re-gifting, too.
Well, you caught me on that one.
Well, today we're going to talk about paying off your credit cards, and we'll do that right after this short break. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And today we'll give you some creative ways to approach knocking off that credit card debt. And Chuck, in a recent CardTrack.com survey of more than 55,000 consumers, they found that the average American household credit card debt load is now up to $9,900. And an astonishing 13% of that same group said they carry a total credit card balances of an excess of $25,000.
Well, Dave, I think it's really important to look at that number and realize that we don't know what that means in context to someone's income. So a household may have a very high income, and this is a low number per household. But in general, if you take the average household income in the United States and average this number in there, it's a pretty staggering amount of money. And most people that write me want to get rid of their credit card debt and feel like they're trapped in it. Because here's why. The average late payment fee, if you're just late, is $35. Mm-hmm. Now, Dave, that is a huge fee, and that's where credit card companies make so much money, is on a simple late fee or what they call the over limit fee, that you go a tiny bit amount over the limit that you've been approved for. Again, that's a $35 fee as well. So they make a huge amount of money on those fees, which I sometimes consider hidden fees because we don't read the fine print. And listen to this. The average fixed bank credit card right now is 14.72%. Dave, 14% interest rate on nearly $10,000? That's a huge amount of debt, and it needs to be dealt with. And most people that write me want to get out of credit card debt. They just don't know how. And so today we want to talk about some very specific and practical ways to get completely free of credit card debt. I think it's the most important debt to get rid of first, because very few other debts that you have are averaging a 14% interest rate.
Well, Chuck, what are some of the things that have contributed to this escalating amount of household credit card debt?
Well, Dave, one of the key factors that contributes to this amount of household credit card debt is our lifestyle. We are eating out more and more and more. And, Dave, it's one of the reasons that restaurants are offering more items on the dollar menu. They're seeing a huge amount of money spent on credit cards on the dollar menu. And that's a real gotcha, because we would never imagine going to a pizza parlor or a place to order something to eat and saying, excuse me, can I sign a 27-year mortgage to buy my meal today? But if you're making a minimum payment on a card with 14% interest, with a balance over $5,000, and you're just stuck making minimum payments, you're effectively taking out a mortgage every time you add something to that card. And it's crazy. We would never do that if we understood the long-term implications of that decision.
Well, Chuck, not all the information that we're seeing coming in is negative regarding credit cards.
Well, with the economy changing, Dave, so are our spending habits, because they've got to. The most recent numbers were in March of 2009, and Americans decreased the amount of revolving credit that they were carrying by a 6.8% annual rate, and that is significant. So we're getting the message that carrying this kind of debt does not make sense, and we're changing our financial habits.
Chuck, we often talk here about taking a dual approach to reducing any of our debt, and that is an offensive and a defensive strategy. So as we're talking today about knocking off credit card debt, what's the number one defensive strategy that we can take?
Stop carrying credit cards. Now, I've said before, and I was interviewed by CNN.com on this very issue, that credit cards are not evil. They're morally neutral. And the issue is self-control. That's not a very popular statement, but that's a biblical statement, that the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. And if we're abiding in the fruit of the Spirit, we can have self-control. Whether we're using a credit card, a gift card in your case, Dave, or cash, we have to exercise self-control. Now, if you stop carrying credit cards, you will not incur any new debt. And if you're one that wants to get out of debt completely, starting with that high interest rate credit cards, stop carrying them. Do whatever it takes to set them aside, just close the accounts, whatever it takes, and start paying for everything with cash. And Dave, there's a fascinating new study out, and I'm glad that our research department found this. It's done by the University of Maryland's Robert H. Smith School of Business, and they found that there's actually a denomination effect that's real for people who carry cash. And what they discovered is that if you carry a $100 bill, you're less likely to spend it than if you're carrying smaller bills like 5, 10s, and 20s. Hmm. Is that true in your case?
Sure. I don't often have a $100 bill that I can put in my wallet, but if I did, I'm sure I would probably not spend it as quickly.
Dave, I carry a $100 bill in my wallet just for emergencies. I just always want to have at least $100. I remember being embarrassed as a kid getting to the checkout stand and not having enough money to pay for something that I had picked up. You know, I mean, I only had $5 in college, or, you know, my dad would always say, put more cash in your wallet, son. So I have a habit of keeping a $100 bill in my wallet, and I never want to break it. I mean, it's really true. If I have small bills, I tend to use them. So one of the tips that we can give you today that I think is very practical, stop carrying your credit cards around and then put cash in your wallet and start paying all cash and use bigger bills so that you're slower to spend those than if you have those little gift cards and those credit cards on you. You're more likely to exercise self-control. I really like that tip, and thanks for finding it.
Well, Chuck, the flip side to the defensive strategy is an offensive strategy, and we have some very creative ways and ideas for people to be able to pay off those credit cards.
Well, Dave, the defensive strategy means you're not going to incur any more new debt, and you're going to learn to live within your means. And by the way, carrying around cash, whether it's in fives, tens, twenties, or $100 bills, doesn't matter, that's not going to get you out of debt. That's going to teach you to exercise self-control and live within your means so that you have financial margin. And you can't get out of debt until you create a gap between the income that you have and the expenses that are going out. And that gap needs to be ever increasing. That allows you to be generous, it allows you to save, and it allows you to get out of debt. So create the gap by living within your means. In fact, living below your means. That's going to be the best defensive strategy. But if you want to be more proactive and say, I don't want to wait over a long period of time to get these credit cards paid off, I need to make some progress now, then you need to go on what I call the offensive strategy, and that's to take active steps to find the income or to create opportunities for that debt to be eliminated. And then when you can eliminate that debt, then you have more financial margin. So make a list of all the credit cards that you need to pay off completely, starting with the highest interest rate first, because that's the one that's hurting you the most. And then attack it. Use these offensive strategies we're going to share with you in the next part of the program. Get rid of it and then go to the next credit card, and you will find you'll make incredible progress.
Well, you're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We're talking about creative ways to pay off your credit card debt. We'll be back with more right after this.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible. Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we're sharing some creative ways to pay off credit card debt. And Chuck, number one, have the credit card company pay your bill.
Well, it sounds kind of crazy, but it's really pretty simple. If you're going to take an offensive strategy, just simply pick up the phone and very politely ask to speak to the person in charge of your account, and then explain to them that you've been a faithful card member for a long time, you pay your bills on time, you're very responsible, but you don't want to pay that late fee. Ask them to forgive it. Ask them to lower your interest rate. Ask them to change the terms on your card and see if they will give you some help. That's an offensive strategy. There's nothing wrong with it. The Bible says to ask and you shall receive. And so go in with a great attitude. Don't be demanding. Don't be angry. Just say, I'd like some help. Is there anything you can do? Because I intend to be faithful with my payments, and is there any help that you can give me? And just see what happens.
Well, I will tell you, having done this in the past, an ounce of humility goes a long way with the credit card company.
Well, you're talking to a real person on the other end of the line. We've done it. We've had a late payment charge in the past for some extraordinary reasons, things that were just beyond our control. We were traveling or didn't get the bill mailed to us or something. And we just call them and ask. And in every case, they have agreed because we've been a very good customer. And let me add, we do carry one credit card. We pay it off every month, and we use it simply for the benefits of the reward points that we earn from using it.
Well, besides having the credit card company pay your bill, what's another creative way to start knocking off that credit card debt?
Well, is to begin to sell things. Look around and see what you don't need, what you're paying on storage for. You know, it's crazy how much money people spend on storage. And if you go in and you look at how much the storage bill is versus the value of the things you've got stored, a lot of times you're upside down just paying those storage fees.
Sure.
So you could kill two birds with one stone, get rid of the storage unit, and then whatever's in there, sell it, and then use that to pay down your debt. I think that's a good offensive strategy.
You know, one of the things as we did our research for this, it listed a number of places, eBay, Craigslist, Amazon, Overstock, any of those kind of places that you can look to sell things. My daughter just came back from college, and she has a number of books. Well, several of them are actually old editions, which nobody's using anymore, and they're huge. They're medical books. However, she found a site, and she was able to actually sell several of her books that are not necessarily being used in schools anymore, but they have great information that people on self-study would like. And she actually made some good money just in the last week doing this very thing.
You know, Dave, you will find a better return if you try to sell your stuff through specialty websites. The general websites typically drive the price down, but on a specialized website for used books or electronic parts or whatever it is you may be selling, you get a better price when you deal with people who are in that market. So that's a good one. Here's another one, a very creative one, to sell ad space on your car. Mm-hmm. Now, I had never thought about this one, Dave, but if you look around, city buses, even police cars are now selling ad space on the side of their cars. And there's a couple of sites out there called autowraps.com and freecarmedia.com, and they will pay people as much as $400 a month to have an ad on your car. Now, that's a pretty incredible deal if you don't mind driving around a car with an advertisement on it. In fact, I saw one in our own little community here recently, Dave, and I was actually very surprised. It had one of those big plastic wraps all over it. It was an SUV, and I wondered, does that person own that business, or are they just driving that car?
Well, Chuck, it's not just limited to your car. If you live on a busy street, you may want to consider selling some yard space, as long as your neighbors don't mind. You can call up the window installing companies or security companies or others and ask if they would like to put their sign in your yard for a fee. You also might want to use this method to negotiate a better price for that particular service for your own home.
Well, I've noticed when storms come through and somebody gets their house re-roofed in our neighborhood, a sign goes up, and that particular vendor tends to get a lot of other business in our neighborhood. So that's a pretty good strategy. Another one that we found is to bake cookies, because most people can do that, Dave, and there's always a market for cookies. You know, you can sell them in your neighborhood. You can sell them on campus. You can take them to offices in the morning and have them in break rooms. There's just all kinds of ways to serve people if you know how to bake cookies or brownies. Because the ingredients are cheap, you have available time, all you have to do is go find a market for it, and you'll be surprised how many people make a great living simply selling cookies. I like it, especially if you're going to commit the money to getting your credit cards paid off.
Well, this next one is one that my sister actually does, and she has made quite a nice supplemental income typing and proofreading papers for not only college students, but for professional organizations and companies who are making sure that whatever their press releases are and so forth are free of errors.
Well, Dave, that is a great idea, and especially if you're good at other languages and you can also proofread in other languages, you can make a very nice living. Graduate students, law students, medical students, many people need these kind of services, and as you said, even corporations. So if that's a gift that God's given you, find out a way to use it. And again, that will allow you to make some extra income. You can keep your day job, do this on the side, and commit it all to getting out of debt.
Well, here's one that I certainly would have never thought of, and it is do your neighbor's chores.
You know, that's interesting because we all live such busy lives. If you're one that has the ability and the freedom to be at home and you're looking around and both people are going to work, they don't have time to meet the contractor at the house. They don't have time to get all the errands done that they need. They probably trust you. You're probably someone they would very much be willing to allow to help them. So just ask them. I know our neighbor kids kids do pet sitting for us. They watch our house. We've hired them to mow the yard before. We like helping our neighbors. So don't be shy. Get out there and ask your neighbor, is there anything I can do that might serve you and that you could be paid for?
You know, early on here at Money Life, we interviewed a young guy who basically started doing this by mowing yards. And he built that to a company that while he was in college, he was grossing over $200,000 a year in a lawn mowing business.
Well, that's an amazing story, Dave, and it just highlights if you really get after it, you have a goal, and you ask the Lord to show you what you can do, He can do amazing things on your behalf.
You're listening to Money Life. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth that'll last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And today we're talking about creative ways that you can pay off that credit card debt. And Chuck, I have to tell you, we have landed on a few really interesting ones that have piqued my interest, not maybe to pay off credit card debt, but even to start supplementing some of our home income. And this next one is one that's near and dear to my heart because my daughter is an up-and-coming videographer. And you can make money on YouTube.
Well, your daughter, still in high school, has right. actually been doing this. Tell us what she does, Dave.
Well, she started her own business a couple of years ago with her sister, and she creates videos for various kinds of things, but she uses YouTube a lot to be able to profile her work and to put it out in front of her friends, but other people besides her friends are watching it as well.
Well, if you can use a camera, you can go to a business owner and help them to create a video that can be posted on their own website that will drive traffic to their business. And if you're good at that, it doesn't matter what age you are, there are lots of opportunities to get into that business because it's a low barrier to entry. If you have a good skill, like your daughter, then you can make a great part-time business out of that.
Well, Chuck, this next one is one that may be good if you are a person who likes to bring people together and actually sort of play that middleman.
Well, I never heard of this, but there are sites out there that will pay you a referral fee if you can recommend a qualified individual for a position, and they'll pay anywhere from $500 to $10,000. The site's called H3.com, so you can go there and see if you know anybody that could fill these hard-to-fill jobs, and you'll get a referral fee for it, and you'll be helping someone that's looking for a job. So, great idea.
Well, if you're a writer and you like to just blog about various items, there is a service called pay per post, and that is a very interesting way that you can start making money.
Well, there are companies out there that will pay you to write or blog about their product because it's a form of advertising. If you're willing to say good things about a company's product, payperpost.com will allow you to earn a small fee or a commission. So another very creative idea.
Well, we have several more creative ideas for you, and those will be all listed at crown.org. But Chuck, as we wrap up today, give us an overview of what we talked about, both on a defensive and then some of the offensive strategy general principles that can help us get kick-started.
Well, the best defensive strategy to get out of credit card debt is to stop using your credit cards. Go to cash, and as the research says, carry around large denominations, large bills. You're less likely to spend money if you're carrying cash versus a credit card. And then for the offensive strategy, look for ways to earn more money. Create financial margin, live beneath your means, and earn more money. Apply it to the highest interest rate credit cards first, and then work through the next one and the next one and the next one until you can get rid of your credit card debt.
And if you need a map to show you the way to get out of credit card debt, you can always go online to crown.org and pick up a copy of our money map, and it will give you some step-by-step instructions for helping you get out of debt and finding true financial freedom. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.